Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Police Chief, Jim Archer. And Jim, thank you so much for stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
You are absolutely welcome. And springtime is here, and obviously with that comes severe weather. So we go, you know, from the winter weather now to kind of thunderstorms. That's part of Iowa. And so I know with that, I've talked with the Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator, AJ Seeley, about tips to be safe and all that. But when it comes to the police department's kind of standpoint, how do you guys like respond and react when it comes to severe weather?
Yeah, so our officers are always like staying in tune to what's going on in our community, and the weather is part of that. So we usually get notifications from our dispatch. You know, Dallas County Sheriff's Office dispatch gives us notifications, but obviously we can see when weather is looking ominous. So our officers kind of stay on tune of that. Sometimes we see things happening before they may get predicted or something like that. So typically what happens is we get a message from our dispatch and or from the National Weather Service, whatever it may be. We have some areas in town that officers typically go to be able to see weather coming into town. And then we make those notifications and that kind of thing. So our main thing is to notify those people that are mostly outside that there are weather coming, especially with spring coming around and we have softball and little league baseball and high school sports starting. We want to go notify those places. So that's kind of one of our first things we do. If there's some bad weather coming, we usually head out to those areas and notify the community, hey, there's a storm coming. You probably need to take shelter somewhere. So that's kind of our first priority. And then our second priority would be to keep our dispatch informed as to what's going on and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Are there any sort of accidents or anything you guys respond to differently when it comes to severe weather that might differ from like the rest of the year?
You know, not really. We usually respond to things the same way, but obviously if you have power lines down and trees in the way and that kind of thing, it makes it a little bit more complicated. Those are the instances where we really have to reach out to our street department and work with our other city departments to help keep our community safe as well as the fire department when we have those large incidences and like trees and power lines are down, which can make things pretty complicated.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And talk about or warn people how important it is to really, you know, stay indoors, I guess, like you're saying, if you're seeing severe weather or especially tornado activity. I know sometimes people can think, I can be outside or I can just drive here, but maybe just kind of emphasize the importance of...
Right. Yeah, I almost cringed when the sirens go off in town because it's almost like people decide to come out and start looking around and driving around. You know, those sirens are going off for the benefit of our community to keep people safe because storms can be really unpredictable. Things can happen and develop very quickly. When we try to encourage people to stay home, keep safe, that's what we want you to do. I mean, it's not that we're trying to, I don't know, but I mean, it's just like, those are very dangerous situations. So please take those warnings and advisories to heart and listen to them.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Police Chief, Jim Archer. And Jim, now let's transition. Of course, in a few months, school's going to be out. And so I know that's always a busy time, exciting time. You know, you got summer, you got warm weather. But with that, you obviously becomes more kids in the streets and at the parks. Maybe just talk about some safety tips with people driving around, what that will entail.
Absolutely. With that being said, can be a lot more kids out and about with the nicer weather, playing in the yards, playing in the parks. Our bike traffic is going to be considerably more this summer due to the fact that we have two major bike trails coming through our community now, which is going to bring a lot of bike traffic to town. And some of those trails are kind of on the street. So we want people to really be paying extra attention. A lot more kids are going to be riding bikes out on the streets as well. And we all know that kids don't really pay attention to our traffic signs and that sort of thing. So just be extra cautious when you're out there. And then people tend to drive faster and those kind of things when there's a lot more traffic out and about when the weather gets nicer. So just be extra cautious when you're out there. A lot more people are out walking as well. And some of our neighborhoods in Perry don't have sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And others have maybe some poor sidewalks. So be extra cautious because there's a lot of people in Perry that like to walk on the road. So that would be another, you know, thing to do. And those people who are out walking, riding bikes, that kind of thing, we would encourage them to wear light clothing, either green or fluorescent colored clothing so you're visible, especially those who are out jogging, running, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and I know you've seen me out running, so yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's very important, especially early in the morning when it's not quite light out enough. So thank you for those tips. And so before we let you go, obviously just want to ask how the transition has been. I know you were the assistant police chief under Eric Vaughn, and now you're obviously been promoted to the police chief, and you've been on the job for about 6 months now. And how has the transition been for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. I definitely attend a lot more meetings than I did before. When I was the sergeant for a number of years and then the assistant chief, I was more in the operations side of things. So that transition from operations to more administration has been a bit of a change, but a lot more meetings, a lot more things to be responsible for, but it's been going really well. The community's been super supportive. My officers have been doing a really good job lately. We have a officer that'll be our newest officer will be graduating from the academy. So we'll have him back, and hopefully, you know, by the end of May, first part of June, he'll be getting out on his own because he was with us for a couple months before he went to the academy. So we'll have to, you know, finish up his field training. And then hopefully you'll be seeing him out on the road as well. So yeah, and we'll be back at full staff then, okay, which will be super nice. Yeah, so our officers are out there working hard and getting things done. So we appreciate that. It's nice to work well with all those different groups and really have a common cause and really make a good case.
Absolutely. And thank you for all the continued work you and the department continue to do to keep the Perry community safe. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Police Chief Jim Archer. And Jim, as always, really appreciate you stopping in to talk about everything, and I'll let you get back to the office.
Yeah. I would just encourage any citizens out there that have any, you know, concerns, comments, anything like that, to definitely let us know. We're here to help and as much as we can. Yeah, we've got some exciting things coming up in the department and some initiatives we'd like to start. And obviously, you know, with weather getting nicer and stuff like that, we're going to be out on the streets enforcing traffic violations and that sort of thing as well when the summer months and the nicer weather starts coming out. So we have a new speed trailer that we got kind of going last fall. So you're going to start seeing our speed trailer around. And we have the new speed signs on 141 and on First Avenue, and put in for a grant to get a couple more of those. So you'll see a couple more of those coming up probably on Willis Avenue here in the near future.
Okay, good to know. I do like the speed sign. I think that's on Willis where, you know, it says thank you and it flashes green when you're
exactly
going. It's always a good reminder there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, that's the Perry Police Chief Jim Archer, a part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.